jetzt habe ich den Kopf nicht halt nicht los.
Okay, last time we began the sugi of Shane and the sugi of Hada Mechalia Karna, Hada Lo Mechalia Karna, and we tried to deal with three issues simultaneously. Firstly, what are the ukimtot of Mechalia Karna and Lo Mechalia Karna according to Rishonim on the Daf, Rach, Rashi, and Tosfos? Secondly, if there is a distinction, why that would that distinction, Mechalia Karna, Lo Mechalia Karna, be specifically in the world of Shane? Shane came in the world of regular, the Gemara assumes that there would be no distinction at all. And thirdly, that we pointed out that the Miri quotes a Gemara that on the surface appears to be Soser our sugya, and require in the world of Karen, Dafka Mechalia Karna, Ad Tumo, Dafka. And the Miri, we'll see, you know, deflects the question, but then he brings a Yesh Misha Sover, so we can make a Pshara. That when we're dealing with shluchei meshalchei, when the animal was sent by the owner, then we'll say that then in that situation you're chayav even if lo mechayav karna. When it goes on its own, then dafka you're chayav mechayav karna. And the question is, the Gemara deals with these distinctions, you know, whereas in terms of shein and regel, but the Gemara doesn't link the two. What kind of linkage would there be over here? That's what we tried to discuss last time, and we made a chart on the board that dealt with the pu'ula and the totza'ah of Karen, Shane, and Regel, and we saw that Shane was a yotze dofet. That just to have it in front of our eyes, in terms of the pu'ula and the totza'ah by Karen. The pula is the pula of amazik, and the totza'ah is hezek. We're dealing with kavana mahazik, and mashein came by shame. We're dealing with an act which is coming out of the nature of the animal, as also in regel. But as opposed to regel, where the totza'ah is nezek, you know, it's hezek, and that the animal is destroying. In the world of Shane, the animal is eating that. But that's not destroying. What we have is a hefsed. And so... I'm sorry. Thank you. In this situation, we have over here a uniqueness in terms of the world of regel, and so this would help us to a certain degree to understand our issues, namely that we look at the Rishonim on the sugya, so we see that Rabbi Nochananel, when he discusses Mechalia Karna, he says da achlinu, Mashein kein lo Mechalia, he simply says da afsidinu, and lechora that's very strange. I mean, in Mechalia certainly there's afsidinu. When Rashi speaks about the case of Shachas, Rashi calls that lo mechalia karna. Tosfos speaks about that as mechalia karna. What exactly is the machlokas? And then Tosfos gives an ukimta of our Gemara of tinfa peros. The Rashi points out that's a tolda. Here we're dealing with a pasuk. What would Tosfos respond? So all of this was on our minds. And we said that if we want to understand, l'chore, the ease we have understanding is looking at Shane in terms of its uniqueness. And in terms of its uniqueness, then Shane seems to be a situation not of mazik. There's no mazik either in terms of in terms of the pula or in terms of the totza'ah, but you're dealing with the case of nehenet. But you're dealing with nehene shelo birshus, and that hanoah causes a hefsed. We have sugyas about that later on in Bava Kama, that hanichnas l'stei chavero, in other words, v'ochel shelo birshus or noteah shelo birshus, etc. And there we say meshalem ma shenehene. Here the chiddush of the chiddush over here l'chora is that we are paying nezek. We are paying nezek for the hana'ah. In the language of the Gemara, yesh hana'ah lehezeko. In other words, that we're dealing with an av mazik, which is defined by hanah. That when your mamon is being nehene from the reshus of an acher, that's considered to be one of arba of us nezikin. And so, there's certainly room to say that when would we have a case of shame, only in a situation of mechalia karna, namely that when we're dealing with a case of pure nehene ad hasof. In a case of lo machal yakarna, we'll have to see what the ukimta is, but in a case of lo machal yakarna, we do not have, you know, a classic hanoa. We don't have the world of achila. Achila by definition lechora is mechal yakarna. In the case of lo mechal yakarna, we don't have that achila. We don't have the pure yesh hanoa vehezeko. We might have thought that it's patur. Kamash malan that we have over here a harchava, that we have over here an extension of shein. Either it's learned out from the drasha of Vashilach, or it's learned out from Regel, Hekesh to Regel, and that this extension is even in a situation where lo mechal yakarna, where we're going to have a degree of hefseid, even though it's not the pure keren, becholz at your chayev. And if we interpret that way, then I'll stop. Then Lechora Rabbeinu Chananel fits in very, very nicely. The Rabbeinu Chananel is not trying to give an ukimta of lo mechal yakarna. That is used for Rashi and Tosfos. He's just defining. The classic shein is mechal yakarna. The classic shein is achila, where you have an act of teva that doesn't cause a hezek at all. It causes a hefsek. Masha Enkein and Lomachal Yakarna, there we have to a certain degree a kilkul. There we have afsidinu. There we have that something was vandalized. Something was left that was damaged. To apply, if this over here were to be, in other words, no, it's. I know the word is hefsed. I wanted to judge. I shouldn't use the word hefsed over here. No, it's over here. Hefsed labal. In other words, to expand shame to a world of afsedinu, namely where we have hezek lechefetz, that's an extension. And that for that extension, we need a pasuk. We need some sort of a makor. So either that's nilmad miregel, or we have two psukim by shein. And this comes from the second pasuk. Sorry, yes. What do you want to ask?
So there's once the way I'm standing out is that once it's the lo mechal yakarna, it just becomes more like a classic case of nezek. No, it's hein regel. It's the same thing as regel.
But the chiddush is that it's shein.
What makes it shame such that you need its own makor for it? Why is it not just it's a natural act which causes damage? Why is it not the same thing as regular?
So we're dealing over here with the you're dealing with the. In other words, the difference between shame and regular is that over here we're dealing with an animal being nehne, and here we're dealing with halicha kedarka. In other words, when we combine nehne with hezek, so that the you know it's that's the chiddush. This is called shein. In other words, we have the generally when we're dealing with the world of toldos, we have a different act with the same totsa. Here we're dealing with the same act with a different totsa. then the same act with a different totza. So that's why perhaps since the same act of a totza, it's an av, not a tolda. In other words, that's what the Gemara is setting up that we have over here, that under the av of Shein, we have, in other words, we have two tracks. We have the classic track of the Hefsei Laval, and then we have an extension even to the world of where there's Hezek to the object. That's, you're 100% correct. That's an extension. And that's learned out because we have two psukim of Shein, or then one understands the Hekdesh from Regel. That just as in Regel, we have a natural act causing a Nezek, here, when we have an act of Hanoa causing a Nezek, we're going to call that Shein. Okay, we're going to expand Shein, yes?
I guess what I'm trying to ask is, meaning I see that it's an extension of Shein, but isn't it more intuitive from other things that we know that you'd be Chayav for B than for A, given that the other cases of the other Avos Kazikin are all cases where whether the Totsa is Nezek. So it's a Chiddush and Shein, but it's the more Pashut Din that you would know. Just
the Chiddush of Shein is that Shein also has the framework of Karen and Rego. In other words, we would have thought that Shein is its own world of paying tashlumin of loss, as opposed to paying for hanah, even though it's hanah. In other words, so we would have thought maybe it remains in that area, maybe it wouldn't go beyond mechal yakarna, since we have either two psukim or since we have regel, so we're expanding Shein into regel. You're correct. We're using the criteria of regel. Or if you want to, also the criteria of Karen. We're using the other criteria of Shor to expand Shein. Okay, so that would explain Rabbeinu Chananel. When we move over to Rashi, who gives the first Hechatimtza, he gives the Hechatimtza of Shachas. I'm well aware there's more than one way of learning Rashi, and Rabbi Narsh learned Rashi differently than we learned Rashi. However, he was moted to me that most of the Echronim learn Rashi the way we learn Rashi. Namely that Rashi is dealing with the case of an animal eating shachas, and here we have two stages. One stage is simply that which the animal has eaten, that which it digested. That's the classic shein. That's a case of machalya karna. When Rashi speaks about the lo machalya karna, he's referring to the fact, Rashi says black on white, that which now is going to regrow, and it was planted to have that regrowth. That's the uniqueness of shachas, that there's more than one harvest. It was planted to regrow. However, it's not going to regrow to the same degree. Sofo lachzor v'litzmoach. It's going to regrow avoloke b'tchila. And that is the lo machal yakarna. In other words, the keren, the shachat, is there, but it's not there to the degree that it had been previously. And that's the chiddush, that even though, you know, we're not dealing only with a hefsei to the owner, we're dealing with a hefsei to the growth itself, to the plant itself, that this is the harchava, this is the extension of shein. Tosos over here was bothered. What are you talking about? In other words, that which didn't grow could have been cut. And what doesn't exist, that's machal yakarna. It doesn't exist. You're paying for that which doesn't exist. And how is that any different than paying for that which was eaten? My nafkamina, why it doesn't exist? If it doesn't exist because it was eaten, or it doesn't exist because it was not allowed to grow. The bottom line is that you're paying for that which is eaten. L'chora, that's what the Rashba is coming to explain within Rashi. If you look at the Rashba begins with Rashi, and then points out that Tosfos has a question on Rashi, and Tosfos and Vachule, and Tosfos offers a different explanation of the Gemara. However, after the Rashba asks questions on Tosfos, he returns to Rashi, and 1, 2, 3, 4, the sixth line down, two words from the end of the line, he says, Al kein nira li kedivrei harabzal, I agree with Rashi, b'shachas, that we're going back to the Ukimta of Shachas. Velo machal yakarna is exactly as Rashi pointed out, kol shizara litzvua. Namely, the intention was that this Shachas should grow twice. Once it should grow as animal fodder, and the second time it would grow as tvua. It would grow for human consumption. And in terms, and v'teda, shaf bali hatvuos mishalchin shen behema bistosehen, kedei le'echol hashachas ve'achar kach titzmach hatvua v'titzlach yoter. That when the owner is able to control his own animal, and the animal is able to eat the shachas under control, that will bring about the tvua, that will bring about his double profit. However, but when here we have another animal that came in and ate without control and damaged the shachas, and now there's going to be payment of shein, mishtalim lefi nisko, there's going to be this, that's the chiddush of shein, that you're going to pay according to nezek, not according to hana'ah. And what about the question of Tosfos? Here, the Rashi gives one sentence. V'lo kol masha habehema miragas mikishiur haperos karye machalya karna. That Tosfos over here is incorrect. Tosfos said that the moment that the animal causes a loss of growth, that's what we call machalya karna. Machalya karna is that which is no longer, which either is no longer around or is not around. In other words, that which the animal causes not to be around. The animal can cause it not to be around by eating it. The animal can cause it not to be around by damaging the tvua to the point that it's not going to grow properly. Lo kol masha behema megaras mikishir haperos karya mechalya karna. That mechalya karna in its essence is the classic result of achila, is that which was eaten. That which was eaten, that's mechalya karna. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel said. Mechalya karna da'achlinu. Here, we're dealing with a situation where the damage is not from that which was eaten, but the damage is that the animal damaged the ability of the tvua to regrow. That is lo mechalya karna. In achinami, the animal was megarad mikishir haperos. The quantity of produce that's going to be harvested is going to be less. But not everything which quantitatively is less is mechalya karna. Only that which is a direct result of having been digested by the animal, of having been ingested by the animal, that's mechalya karna. But that which remains, but it remains in a damaged form, that it can no longer grow to the same degree, that's lo mechalya karna. Namely, the Rashba was sensitive to Tosis's question, but he was also sensitive to what Rashi is telling us, that damaging the growth potential of vegetation is a case of lo mechalya karna, not a case of mechalya karna. What could throw us off in the Rashba and is that the Rashba continues v'chein nir eli da da da. So the editor of the Mosad Hareb Kook edition took the liberty of putting this as a separate paragraph and telling us that this really belongs in Daf Beis Amud Beis, which we will see where it really belongs. In other words, and so this is not an explanation of that last line. The Rashba basically ended at this point. Okay, I couldn't very well figure out how to link that v'chein nir eli to what the Rashba, I think, is telling us, because the other cases are really cases of classic achila. So I don't know why. You know, it's again, I think that the editor of the Moshe Rav Kook edition was on target in terms of pointing out that this paragraph is just a second thought. It's like sometimes a Rebbe will give shir, and then after 10 minutes, remember he forgot something, and he'll put it in, and whoever's writing the notes will then, you know, fill it in at that point, but it really belongs earlier. Okay. Yes?
Just in terms of the line before that, the Rashi says potato is proof from the fact that this is what farmers do, that's a, he's proving that Rashi's correct about how to define it. How does that prove that?
In other words, that we're dealing over here with something, in order not to, within the world of Mazikin, a gloss that is mashuna, we don't put under shein or rego. We would put under keren. So the question is, the fact that this tefua was supposed to grow a second time, is that really something which is built into the nature of the planting, etc.? The answer is yes. That it was planted. The shachas was planted to be grown twice. And so we're dealing over here with something which is a nezek, which is totally in the world of Urchei.
This is not so much a proof of Rashi, it's just proving that it belongs to Shein. In other words, it's nothing to do with how you find the Chalikarna.
Well, he's pointing out, it's Rashi says that we're dealing with Shachas, that we have two stages. First stage is a classic Mechayakarna. Second stage is Lo Mechayakarna. You could have said the first stage is the Av Mazik of Shein. Second stage is Grumma. It's a totally side inya. It was not built into the case. It's a side grammar. He said no. That if you're planting to have these two stages, and the animal is destroying the ability of the second stage, that's not grammar. That's masik. That's a masik biyadai. That's a direct hezek because it was meant to be that way. Had it not meant to be that way, then you could have said this is a side inya. And again, the Hedmik has one. How one defines grammar. But many Rishonim define Grumma as being a side effect as opposed to being the main effect. So the Rashba is pointing out, over here we have the animals eating is causing two main effects, not a main effect and a side effect. It was planted to have two harvests, and the animal is destroying the first harvest and damaging the second harvest. So that which was destroyed, that which was eaten, that's classic shame. That which was damaged, that's the harchava of lo machal yakarna. That's exactly, fits into the Gemara in a very, very beautiful manner. What were the Rashba's questions? Yes?
So the Rashba, just to clarify, the Rashba was saying that anything that is direct, that the animal eats, that would be considered normal hezek, and then with the potential loss after that, that's lo machal yakarna, that would be lo machal yakarna. But that's still considered
correct.
Form,
since it was planted for two reasons, so therefore, if the two reasons are, if you have a loss in each reason, all of this relates back to the shein. It's the shein over here is working on both levels because it was planted for that. In other words, when you have something that was planted only for one reason, but it turns out in retrospect that as a side effect, there happened to have been what we call collateral damage. That's what, there was collateral damage. Collateral damage, that's what we could call grumma. But over here, since it was planted for the two, so that's not collateral damage, that's direct damage. But you have a direct damage of achila, that's mechaya karma. You have a direct damage of hurting the potential of the produce of reaching its level of growth, that is the lo mechaya karma.
Which line is the Rashba referring to the collateral damage?
When he said Teda da af balei hatvuos mishalchin shen behemim stoseim kedei lechol hashach lecharchach titzmach hatvua v'titzlach yoser, right?
You know, he said it won't happen still. I don't see where.
No, he's saying that the fact that the tvua titzmach v'titzlach yoser is that is the norm. That is the norm that we have. So the animal over here is hitting those two. Now, how does it pay for that second damage? That mikol makom im ba bal hashachas lishtalem mishtalem lufi nisko. In other words, the moment we're dealing with shein, so we don't have payment for hanah, we have payment for lufi nisko. In other words, the payment for the hanah would only affect the first stage. The second stage is the gzeras hakos of shein. You're paying lufi nisko. V'lo kol mashe behema megaras mikishira peros kari machal yakarna. We don't. Tosa says that second stage is also machal yakarna. The Rashi says no. You can have a second stage which is direct damage, but it's not machal yakarna because the damaging of the potential of growth, that is lo machal yakarna. That's not machal yakarna. In Achinami, there's going to be less tvua, but for a reason that which remains is stunted. That which remains is stunted, that's lo machal yakarna. Wait, okay. What was the Rashba's question on Tosfos? So the Rashba asked the very first line, v'koshal perusho, that Tosfos wants to set up lo machal yakarna as tinfa peros. The Rashba has a twofold question. It begins, koshal al perusho di'im kain, and then it continues, v'im tomar. Namely, he has two questions on Tosfos. I'd like you to tell me what are the two questions he has on Tosfos. The first question is Kasha Perusho, Imken Heksha Alu. How did the Gemara ask? Hashta Dukimna Arego, Shain Dilamachal Yakarna, Minola, Vahutsrachul Alamdo, Miregel, the Mistama Lamachal Yakarna. That's simply a quote of the Gemara. Ha Afilu Logim Duhu Miregel, Mikomakom, Hareze Tolda de Shain. From the Gemara later on, b'nischachah v'kosa la'anasa k'damrinim l'kamah, told the Shein, my niyu, b'nischachah v'kosa la'anasa tinfa peris la'anasa. What over here is the question? What's the question of the Rashba on Tosfos?
According to Tosfos, that lo mechalia is
tinfa peros.
The Gemara said later that's told us. Why do you need a limud? How do you know?
How do we know told us? We don't need a limud for told us. I'm just asking you a rhetorical question.
Isn't
that question? No, we don't need a limud for told us. Told us are that which are a logical extension of the av. A tolda, just like in the world of Shabbos. In the world of Shabbos, we have every malacha has a pu'ula and a tachlis. When you have another act which has a different pu'ula but the same tachlis, that automatically is a tolda, right? That harkava is automatically a tolda of zorea. It has a different act of grafting as opposed to planting a seed, or notea perhaps could be a tolda according to Rabbi Hananel. Of Zorea, it's a different act. You're putting a sapling in the ground instead of a seed, but the same Totza'ah, you're causing growth. Hu Hadin, the world of Avos Nezikin, as we pointed out, Todoseim Kayotse Bahem, because it's just a different act that has the same Totza'ah. In other words, it's in the same shame mazik, but with a different act. And this Kakacha Bakosa, Tinfa Peros, are different acts which have the common denominator with Shein of Hana'ah, they're causing Hefseid. That's not, you don't need a limud for that, you don't need a pasuk for that. Tolda is a logical extension. So why over here would the Gemara be saying, oh, well, we have either a Hekesh to Regel or a pasuk Shluche, V'shilach Esbe'iro, that we have a pasuk. We don't need a pasuk for a tolda. That's question number one. Question number two, the im tomar im lo shel amadnu mi regel l'shein af agav de lo machal yakarna lo hayinu osim toldoseha tinfa peros v'niskachacha bekosel lahana asa v'lo haya tolda l'shein klal im kein afilu achshav kevan shlimadata mishor gamadata mishor af hi ena tolda ela nichtav kein betor mefurash kamo she'enata osa azla me'atma tolda de regel v'a va'av kishe shilcha kama kevan shehi lamda mishein hareyu ki'ilu nichtav shein batara mefurash. What is the second? The first question is that a tolda doesn't require a limud. Second question is, if we have a limud,
then it's a separate av.
Then by definition it can't be a tolda. Namely, it goes in both directions. In other words, to get to the world of Tolda, there's no need for a limud. Not only that, but the moment there is a limud, it's clear from the Gemara that anything which is black and white in the Torah is defined as an av. So, in other words, if it's a Tolda, it doesn't need a limud. And if we have a limud, then it's defined as an av. So, in other words, on both sides, it's a two-way equation. It's not a one-way equation. We could have said, okay, we don't need a limud for a Tolda, but here we have a limud, so we don't need the limud, but the limud doesn't hurt us. It says, no, the moment we have a limud, that's defined as an av. We don't say that we have that in the world of regel, because we have, you know, where it's that v'shilach esbe'iru, v'bir v'steyacher, that you have shluche, mashalche, and azlam and meila, we don't say that one is an av and one is a tolda. No. The moment we have a limud from the pasuk, then it's defined as an av. So he's asking, in other words, that simply tolda and av are mutually exclusive. A pasuk defines an av. By its nature, a tolda cannot have a pasuk. On what point does Tosis disagree? Tosis was aware of the question. He says, Mikoma kam kore le lakaman l'tnifas peros l'hano'asa tolda. According to the Rashba, that's already a knockout question. If it's a tolda, then it's not an av, and if it's an av, it's not a tolda. The moment that you have a pasuk, it's defined as an av, and the moment that it's a tolda, it means that we don't have a pasuk. How does Tosus get out of this issue? Kevan the pashtin the kra'ayri ba'achila the mechaya karna. Namely, what is Tosus's working assumption as opposed to the Rashba?
Pasuk.
In other words, Tosfos disagrees with the Rashba. According to the Rashba, the moment that we have a pasuk, that's defined as an av. According to Tosfos, no. Only Pashtei Dekra defines it as an av. You can have a limud, and it'll still be a tolda. It's not, in other words, that there is no necessary connection. And this may go back to the, you know, words to the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Hafta Havile the Mishkan Chashiva Korile Av Hachdalave Mishkan Chashiva Korile Tolda. In other words, what exactly is the definition of the Av and the definition of the Tolda? In other words, so in the world of Shabbos, we have nothing beferish in the Torah except for Mavir. All the 38 Malachos are not beferish, so we have to go to something else, which would be our criteria. But the moment that we have Psukim, so Rashi says on the Mishnah, Arba was Nezikin, Avos Kari Lahanach Diksivan Dikra Behedya. So the Rashba takes the Diksivan Dikra, and Tos takes the word Behedya. Namely, each of them is working off of a question, where do you put the stress on Rashi, within Rashi? Tos has understood that you need Bikra Behedya. You need Pshuto Shal Mikra. That which is going to be learned out from a Hekesh, that's already, that would already be a Tolda. That which is learned out from an extra Pasuk, from a ribui, that would be a tolda. Mashiach can, according to the Rashba, ma pitom, ksiva dikra. It's written in the pasuk, that by definition is an av. Okay, let's move over to the third question that we asked yesterday, and that is within the Me'iri. So let's look at the Me'iri inside. The Me'iri points out, or maybe before the Me'iri. In other words, the Shita Mekubetzos, it's very interesting, is many times not only an anthology of Shitos, but the Rebbe Tzalal Ashkenazi also wrote a Perush by putting the anthology in a certain order. In other words, by the order is not necessarily a chronological order of Rishonim. See, it's like, what do you decide to put first, second, third, etc.? So over here, this Rashba raised questions on Tosfos. Right? The Rashba himself learned like Rashi, but he raised questions on Tosfos, and he left Tosfos as Tzarech Iyur. Comes along the Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and Lachora cuts the Gordian knot and answers the questions on Tosfos by simply differently than our Tosfos. Our Tosfos wanted to say, we just have a different definition of Tolda and Av than the Rashba has. Comes along to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, V'nira lefaresh lo machal yakarna lo asa peros v'hishlichatam mi piha. Lo asa peros v'hishlichatam mi piha. That the animal put peros into its mouth, rolled them around in its mouth, and then spit it out. And what two words would be used to define this category? In other words, what is another way of saying, what would be a substitute phrase for lo asa peros v'shichasa mipiha? Tinfa peros. That this is tinfa peros. Tosa simply said, tinfa peros lahano asa. In other words, we assumed, what is a tinfa peros lahano asa? The tinfa peros lahano asa is that which is mentioned later on as a tolda, which Rashi points out is the fact that it lay down on the peros and right this galgo, in other words, otinfa peros hanos this galgo galehem kedera hasusim v'hachamorim v'chule. So in other words, the Rashba asks, tinfa peros is a tolda. Comes from Rabbi Yishai and says maybe there are two tracks of tinfa peros. One of them is a tolda, but there's another one which is not a tolda. Which would be the tolda? Why would that be a tolda as opposed to lo asa b'piyah v'shlichasam?
Because there's no eating involved. Because there's no shame.
What is the definition of a tolda? A logical extension of the av. What is the case of the av? Right? Achla peros lahana asa. Hishtan, right? The peros were used purely for hana'a. Which of these two cases do we have the peros being used purely for hana'a? Let's look again the language of Rashi. This galgo alehen kederach susim v'chamorim dainu dumi d'shein yesh hanah alehezeko. That's pure hanah. That's the tolda. What about putting it in your mouth, namely going through the motions of eating? But, l'chora, you're not eating, you're spitting it out. You're going through the motions. In other words, you have the shell. You don't have the core. In other words, when you have the core, then we have a tolda. But here we don't have the core. We just have the, we have the external pu'ula without the hana'a. That is a limud. That's lo machal yakarna. That we learn out from regel. That we learn out, in other words, that here we're dealing, in other words, that any, in other words, the chidish, even a broader chidish of your, you know, a broader harchava, that even if we don't have the classic hana'a lehezeko, if we have the act which is normally associated with hana'a lehezeko, right, then that's a harchava. Or if you want to say, call it, there is a lower level of hana'a. Namely, had he swallowed the peros, that would have been the ikar hana'a. Rolling around in your mouth and then spitting it out, that's, in other words, the difference between chewing tobacco and eating an apple. Right? Eating an apple is a classic hana'a lehezeko. Chewing tobacco gives a certain degree of hana'a, but in the end, the person is just as hungry as he had been previously. All he did was just get a hana'as ta'am as opposed to hana'as me'ayim. In other words, that we're dealing with a lower level, and that already is not a tolda. That's not necessarily a tolda. That requires a pasuk. And then that would answer the question that the Rashba asks on Tosos. That the Tosos over here, the bringing in tinfa peros is not necessarily relating to the sugya later on, just telling us that we can have a tolda which is in the Torah. That's the way Tosos by us says it. Tosos Rav Yeshaya said, no. The tolda which the Gemara speaks about is that which is not in the Torah. It's that which is an exact replica of the av, a logical extension. My nafgamina, if I am nehne by swallowing something, or I'm nehne by rolling on them. In other words, everyone has his own hana'os. However, to put something in your mouth and to get hana'as hachech, as opposed to hana'as habeten, those who learn Yoredeya know that that's a question as to whether that really is asr. Take something which is asr b'hana'a, or asr b'achila, put it in your mouth, in which you taste it, and then spit it out. There are those that say that if you do that on a tainus, you're still considered to be a misana. You're still fasting. You know, it's a hanoa that you received is not enough to break your fast. Yitachen if it's ma'cholas asuros, right, that you're tasting it to know whether the gallbladder is there or it's not there, is it bitter or not bitter. But if it's bitter, it's ma'cholas asuros. No, you're spitting it out. Tasting something and spitting it out is not considered to be achila. That's a separate pasuk of Lamachal Yakarna. Okay, so the order in which the Shita put in Tosas Ben Yeshaya, that Venira Lefaresh is answering Kasha al Perusha. That the Rashba had a question on Tosas' Perush, that over here, Lomachal Yakarna is Tinfa Peros. The Tosas Ben Yeshaya says, if you learn, like me, that Tinfa Peros is not the Gemara and the Gimel Aleph, but Loas al Peros and Shulchan Mipia, then we would be able to answer the question without having to change our definitions. That which is in the pasuk is an av, namely that we have a harchava. The av is not only being nehene with a classic achila, but also being nehene with a quasi achila, with a hanoas tam as opposed to hanoas ha, you know, it's hameyayim. But the common denominator is that both of them are hefsed labal, right? Both of them are hefsed labal, and so you pay. Beseder? I think that, you know, that would... Okay, now let's move over to the Meiri, okay? Because the Meiri also was aware of all these perushim. Linyam sakalach. Kosa, I know it's in the Meiri itself, but once I was photostatting from the Shita, so I just continued photostatting from the Shita. Linyam sakalach. Kosa rab Meiri v'zal. Chayoven al Hashem bin l'chayakarna gon of l'apers kiyotzibahen. Ben lo machal yakarna, kegon sha'achla aruga uriyala hatzmiya. Whose parish is this of lo machal yakarna? This is Rashi. Okay. V'yesh cholkin b'zeh mimasham u'perek beis avinan atuma v'leka. In other words, it appears that even though our Gemara seems to have include lo machal yakarna, the Gemara later on daf kaf gilma m'deis limits it to machal yakarna, v'inan atuma v'leka. Maybe we have a machlokes asugios, and we pass them like the sugya later on, that maybe the world of lo machaya karna is not considered to be shein. Ve'en hechreach bekach, points out the Meiri, shelo hiksha kein, the question of the Gemara, habinan atumo, elo lemisha haya omer, she'en hashein, chayeves be'achila, elo nishachacha bekosel lehanasa. You look over there at the sugya, dafkavil and beis, what is the Meiri pointing out over here? What is the tremendous chiddush in the sugya over there? The sugya over there raises a question: how do we view the mouth of an animal? How do we view the mouth of an animal? Is the mouth of an animal reshus hamazik or reshut hanizak? With a very, very powerful question, that shein is only chayav in reshut hanizak. That if something walks into the reshus hamazik, and then an animal were to eat it, there'd be no chiyuv of shein or rego. Okay, so the question is how do we view the mouth of an animal? So the Gemara says, if we're going to view it as reshus hamazik, so shein min ha-torah minayin, where do you have a chiyuv of shein? It would only be the av of shein would be nischachacha bekosel. The Torah of shein is just giving you an example, like the persu et asadin in the world of motzi shemra. It just means that it's barur kashemesh. So shein over here is a hana, but we're off on a technicality in terms of eating, because it's always going to be reshus hamazik. Then the Gemara asks, but the Tosik says, right, ubir b'steyacher. Ubir implies that you need machal yakarna, and it's chachacha b'kosel. The kosel doesn't fall down, necessarily. Right? So where do we have the machal yakarna? That's where the Gemara brings in the whole sugya. That's the context of ad tumo. V'hiksha v'chichucha kosel echa tamotze machal yakarna. Afal pi she'en ata tzarech lachem. Mikol makom i'efsha shalo hiskir b'chiyuv machal yakarna. In other words, even though you could say, well, maybe the nischakla b'kosel, there is no need. But we see from our sugya that machal yakarna is the essence of shein. Lo machaya karna is the extension. So lachora, there has to be a case of machaya karna even if it's chav b'koso. But the moment you put the sugi in that context, right, and we paskin that eating is shein, it means that we should just ignore that sugi. Just ignore that sugi. That sugi has nothing to do. This is linyan psak halacha, has nothing to do with psak halacha. That sugi is aliba de. You know, where it's if you're going to take theoretically that shein doesn't relate to achila, then we're going to build a different framework in which you have also an atumo and you have a machal yakarna. But it doesn't mean we don't have a lo machal yakarna. However, yesh misha sovir b'derach pshara, that one could say no, that really elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim, that we can have situations where you're going to have a shein of machal yakarna and you're going to have a shein of lo machal yakarna. Ein chiyuv b'shein sham machal yakarna ela kishishilcha hu v'chein as l'memela ein sham chiyuv ela kishyesh machal yakarna ha kishinishtalcha me'eleha v'ein sham kilui hakeren patur. In words that maybe we'll distinguish that in a situation where you send the animal, when you send the animal, then we don't care whether it's machal yakarna or it's not machal yakarna. When the animal goes on its own, then it's only going to be chayav in machal yakarna. That's the pshara of the Yesh Misha Omer, and we'll return to it in a minute. However, ikad varem shaf nishtalcha me'eleha v'yein sham kilui hakeren chayav. This, you know, we don't pass them like this. Yesh Misha Sover. Vafilu nashcha bepia kikar v'nafal mipia v'lo chaser klal unislach lechayos midinze. Then he brings in Rabbeinu Yeshaya, namely that you don't have to necessarily learn the ochla aruga. You don't have to necessarily have to give Rashi's ukimta. You can also give an ukimta of tinfa peros, but not the tinfa peros of Tosus on the Amud, not the tinfa peros in which we're going to have a question. Ayetz a tolda, the tinfa peros which is not a tolda. That would also be a case of lo machal yakarna. But let's try and understand what over here is this pshara of the yesh misha sover. No, what do you say? We're going to, I mean, we'll deal with this, you know, at in more with more strength in 5 minutes we get to Rega. But just on the surface, what would you view as the distinction between Azla Mameila and Shluchei Meshalchei in terms of the Machayev, the nature of the Machayev of the Mazik? In other words, we had as you recall a classic hakira as to why do you pay when your mamon is mazik? Are you paying because of a lo yishmerenu? Are you paying because your mamon was mazik? Right? In other words, because mamono mazik, the chiv shmira or the mamono? Right? Machlokas tur and Rambam. We saw perhaps that it's an earlier machlokas between the Rashba and Tosos, etc. What over here? How would you, if there's going to be these two tracks in the world of shame, of Azma Meila and Shulchei Meshalchei?
Plug it in here. The Azma Meila is Ishmir. Just when I was negligent, but on its own. Shulchei is more like I sent my mom to Mazik.
Right. That the Azma Meila relates only to the animal. Right. In other words, that the onus is on the animal. The animal is that which is purely doing the damage. And Meshalchei Shluchei brings the owner into the picture as well. That he is a partner to a certain degree in the Nezek. What would that have to do with Bechalya Karna or Lo Mechalya Karna? When we're dealing purely on the level of the animal, that's the only thing which is in our mind. The owner is not currently on our radar screen. Only the animal. And we want to know, how do we define shame when we're only dealing with the animal?
That's like Mechalei Karna.
That's then, why?
Because it's all based on what damage the animal does.
In other words, that this exactly is Rabbeinu Chananel, right? That Mechalei Karna is Achila, and Lo Mechalei Karna is the Afsidinu. We're looking only at the animal. We're not looking at anything else, just the animal. So when the animal does its essence of hanot lehezeko, the mechaya karna, then we have a chiyuv. Mashenkin, the moment the owner is in the picture, then yitachen what? The moment that the owner is in the picture, then we're going to, it's irrelevant. You know, as to what degree the animal is involved. Even if the animal is not involved on the ideal level of Mechalei Karna, of eating, as long as there's a hefsed to the nizak, you know, with Mechalei Karna, lon Mechalei Karna, as long as we have the afsedinu, that would be enough. Then, namely, that again, when if working off of my humble opinion, if the yesh nisha sover is working off of Rabbeinu Chananel. So we spoke about the fact that we have Mechalei Karna, Rabbeinu Chananel defined as Achila. And Lo Mechalei Karna, the Rabbeinu Chananel defined as the Afsedinu. Okay? The Afsedinu Lanizak. Which of these two categories relates to the animal qua animal? Our focus is totally on the animal. Achila. Achila, this is the act of the animal, right? In other words, the fact that the owner is going to be nizak, that, you know, doesn't relate to the animal. It's a broader category. So if we're going to have two categories of shame, if we're going to have a shame where the focus is on the animal, and we're going to have a shame where the focus is on the animal and the owner, this is Azla Mameila, and this is Shluchei Meshalchei, so it would make more sense to say that when we're viewing the animal alone, we're dealing with a case of Mechalei Karna, or we're dealing with the animal plus the Baalim, in other words, in terms of the Shmira of the Baalim, then the fact that we have a Hezek at the part of the Nisak, that would be an extension that would fit in. Again, the Meiri rejects this as a pshat, but just in order to have some sort of an understanding of what brought it about. Here we're dealing purely with the animal. Here we're extending. So here we're dealing purely with the animal, and here we're extending. Perhaps. The setting. Okay, let's continue with your permission in the Gemara. So the Gemara now continues after having pointed out that we have these two tracks of Shein, of Mechalya Karna and Lo Mechalya Karna. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, right? In other words, about a quarter of the way down the Amar. Amar Maru Bir Zahashem Lachain Omer Kashi Yevair Hagalal Ad Tumo. Time of the Kasar Achmana Kashi Yevair Hagalal Tumo. Hogav Hachi B'mai Ukim Tole. Iker and Ksiv. Iregel Ksiv. Itzrich. Salka Daitach Amina Idi V'idi Aregel. Hada Azel Memelo Hada Shluchim Meshalche. Ka Mashmala. Okay. Then the Gemara concludes. Vahashta de uki ashen regel da azon mela menalan, dumya de shen. Ma shen loshna shilcha shluche loshna da azon mela, afrega loshna shluche shluche loshna azda me mela. In other words, leaving aside the skidish of the yesh misha sover, pashtus of the Gemara is that the distinction between Azla Mamela and Shluchei Meshalchei is only in the world of Regel. So within the world of Regel, you need two psukim. However, in Shein, there's no nafkamina. You know, just as Shein, Loshna Azla, Shluchei Meshalchei, Loshna Azla Mamela, so also perhaps that could be a source of Regel. Why would that be? In other words, we discussed earlier why Mechalya Karna, Lo Mechalya Karna is unique to Shein, as opposed to regular Karen. Now the Gemara is saying that Azla Mamela and Shulchei Meshalchei is unique to Regel, as opposed to Karen and Shein. Why would it be unique to Regel? Again, we can, the Yesh Misha Sover can serve for us as maybe just a foil. In other words, as you know, that we maybe we can use it to pull out a certain principle, but we don't. In other words, the Yesh Misha Sover who made the distinction even in the world of Shein, that's not Aliva the Sugya. This Sugya says that in the world of Shein, Loshna, that there'd be no distinction. The Yesh Misha Sover wanted to make it between Mechalya Karna and Lo Mechalya Karna. But our Gemara in black, the simple meaning is that there's no distinction. Can you think, in other words, going back to our definitions of Karen, Shein, and Regel, right, that the Gemara points out that Karen, on Bezum and Bez, Karen, Kavanasu, Lehazik, and that Shein, Yeshano, Lehezeko, and Regel, Hezeko, Matsui. Could you perhaps view that the definition of regel as that which perhaps would put it in a different world than Karen and Shein? Karen, we're working off of Kavanoso Lahazik. Shein, Yesh.
It's similar to how we needed a pasuk to extend Shein. Lo Mechalya Karna.
Yes.
Potentially need a pasuk to extend Regel to Shalach Shluchei.
Why?
Shalach Shluchei is more, I could argue that that's Kavana of the Baal, that he sent his animal intentionally out to do something.
Okay, just take it a little sharper. In other words, we could view, and as I think simply we could view, that these three phrases, Kavana Lahazek, Yeshana Lahazeko, and Hezeko Matsui, are all definitions of the Shem Mazik. And in other words, that we, you know, we spoke about Rav Guzman's needing a Shem Mazik. We have a category. We want to define the category. So here we're using these three phrases to define categories. But out of these three, one of them could not only define the category, but also be the reason that you're chayiv. Also be the reason that you're chayiv. Which of these three could be not just a definition of a category, not just a description of the mazik, but also within it, within that phrase, there's also a reason for the chiyuv.
Why would it be? If we get to the hezek, you have to go to hezek on soy, because it's kind of like a obvious chiyuv shmira that you're being.
Excellent. Okay, going back to our chakira, why you're paying? If we say that the reason that you pay is because you didn't watch an animal, so of these three phrases, which of them puts on you the onus of watching the animal? The hezek o matzui. If you know that your animal is hezek o matzui, then lechora there is more of an onus on you, on you to watch it. In other words, that with from taking it from the side of the chiyuv shmira. In other words, viewing it from the. And what's it? If we're going to, again, one could very simply say that all of these three are simply descriptions of the Av Mazik. That's the easy way of learning. However, there's also a possibility that within this description, we also have a Siba, we also have a reason that you're Chayav, because of Hezek or Matsui, so you have a Chiyav Shmira. Over here, why would you be Chayav? I self call self, it's not Hezek or Matsui. How are you supposed to know that it was going to happen? What's the other side of the coin of Chiyuv Shmira?
Right, so your mom, so you have to.
So here we have Mamon Ohizik. In other words, it's your Mamon that was Mazik. My Nafkamina was that your Mamon took the initiative and went ahead and did something. Right. So when we're dealing with a Chiyuv of Mamon Ohizik, should there be a difference between Azra Mamela and Shulcha Shluchai on the level of Mamono Hizik? Or if we're dealing with the lack of Shmira, would there be a difference? Where would the difference be meaningful, whether Shluchai Shluchai or Azra Mamela? Again, we have a Chakira. Why are you Chayav Mamon HaMazik? Are you Chayav because your Mamon was Mazik and you're responsible for your mamon? Are you chayav because of a lack of shmira? So we pointed out that yitachen, within the description of regel, we have a reason for a chiyuv shmira. We don't have that reason for the chiyuv shmira over here. So as opposed to saying that keren, shein, and regel are all world of mamon ohizik, or they're all world of a chiyuv shmira, there's room to make a dividing line. Maybe elu ve'elu. Now, the Tur is right, and the Rambam is right. The Tur is correct that we have a din of a lack of Shmira. That's by Regel. The Rambam is correct that we have a din of Manon Shehizik. That would be by Karen and Shane. There's room for such a distinction. But I'm asking, where would that distinction lead us to? We have these two Ukimtot of Azal Memela and Shluchei Shulchei. Where would this distinction, where would these two ukimtos be more meaningful? Where would this distinction be a more meaningful distinction? Where do we care in terms of the owner's involvement in, to a greater degree? It appeared to me that if the owner, if we're dealing, you know, Schiv Shmira is on the owner. Mamon Ohizik is the fact, you know, that I'm responsible for my animals. It would appear to me that in the category of when we're dealing with chiyuv shmira, there we could very well distinguish that in a case of shluchei meshalchei, I have more of a chiyuv shmira. I am more in the picture. I have more negligence than in a case of azla memela. Then we, the moment that we're focusing on the owner as opposed to focusing on the animal, Then these two categories have meaning. Perhaps if we only had one pasuk, we would apply it to a case of shluchei meshalchei, that I'm more negligent when I send it than if it goes on its own. But if it, I'm not looking at my negligence, I'm looking simply at what the animal did, my nafgamina, whether I sent it or went on its own, it's the same animal, it did the same thing. Namely, that this distinction between shluchei meshalchei and aslam emela is a distinction which could be unique to regel as opposed to karen and shein. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. In shein, my nafgamina, whether you sent it or not, it's your animal. You're responsible, the focus is on the animal. Masha Enkin in Regel, where Yitachin, the responsibility is, the focus is on the owner. So we would have thought if we only had one pasuk, so when the owner is involved in terms of sending it, we have like a super negligence, that's where you're chayev. But maybe if Aslam Emela, we would view that as onus, and maybe over there there wouldn't be a lo yishmerenu, kamashmo on the second pasuk, even Aslam Emela, we have a world of hezek omatzu. We have a world of a chiyuv shmira. Again, on the level of the animal, the animal is doing the same damage in both situations. On the level of the owner's negligence, there would be room to distinguish. Again, kamashmala. Kamashmala on what? What are the two options of kamash malah?
Yes and no.
Maybe our construct is correct, that these two are mamano hizik and this is a chiyuv shmira, but I have a chiyuv shmira even on aslam emela, or maybe kamash malah. This is all wrong. That kavanas al hazik, yeshan al hazeko, hazeko matzei are all purely descriptions of the av mazik. They're all a din of mamano hizik. And therefore, I'm chayev, both in terms of Aslam Mela and Shluchei Shluchei. Namely, to build the distinction, I made a line. So maybe in the Kamash Malan, the line still remains, but I'm just saying that the Chiyuv Shmira is not only when I'm involved, even when I'm not involved. Or maybe that we'll just go back to our more simple understanding that each of these is a description of the Av, and we're not talking over here about the why. We're talking only here about the what. In other words, when we speak about the why, then we can distinguish, we can make the line. When we're talking about the what, so there, these are simply three categories. These are three shem av mazik. And to know how to build a tolda will be similar to Karen if it's kavanas or hazik, a tolda will be similar to shein if it's hanol hazeko, and a tolda will be similar to regel if it's hazeko matzui. But that's the what, but there's no why. And the moment that there is a what, then the whole distinction between us. Azule and Shulchei Meshalchei, Lachara, would fall off. Okay, so that remains as an option as to whether Regel really, 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 really is going to be unique, whether Regel is really in the bottom line going to be sort of a super muad because of Hezeko Mamatsui, that we'll see in the Sugya. In other words, whether we're going to have different definitions in the world of Regel than in the other Avos Mezikin. Okay, so Kamash Malan, either from the Tupsukin or from the Hekesh Tashen, that this distinction falls off. Then the Gemara continues. Lichtov Rachmana Vishilach Veloboi Ubier, the Mashma Regel Umashma Shein. Mashma Regel Dechsiv Meshalchi Regel Hashor v'chamor. So the phrase of shilach has an association with regel. Mashma shein d'chsiv shein behemos ashalach ba. There's also an association with shein. So wouldn't that be enough to bring in shein / regel as an av mazik? Ilav kro yisera hava mina oha oha. O regel d'ezeka matzui, o shein d'yesh hano'a l'ezeka. Mechdi shkulen heim v'yavo'u shnehem deheiminayu mafkis itzdur sakadet chamina hanemi v'hecha d'shalach shluchei. If only had the pasuk of shilach, aval azun meila lo kamash malach. What over here is the shkulen heim? In other words, shkulen heim. In other words, so close that we have one pasuk. So the Gemara has a havamina that this one pasuk would maybe be for this super av mazik called shein regel. Both of them come under this pasuk. The Gemara says, no, maybe, in other words, oha, oha, that, in other words, that they are too different to be put under the same av. And the Gemara says, mechti shkulen hein viyavo shneihem. Simply, what is the logic over here within the Gemara?
Rashi says that each has yes. a tzad charev over the other one.
That since they each have positive reasons why we would call them an av mazik, and neither of them is more chamor than the other, neither of them is more of an av mazik than the other, therefore we would have no way of distinguishing between them. And so we'd be back to our compound of Shein Regel. Both of them would come under this Av Mazik Shein Regel. Anything which is similar to the Shein aspect or anything which is similar to the Regel aspect. Kamash Malan, that theoretically could work, but then it would only be in a case of a shilach. Then we would only know it when you have that common denominator of the shilach. We said, using our format earlier, we would have a havamina that Shein and Regel are both chayav for a lack of shmira, and then we would say perhaps that would only be when the owner is involved. Then we would have that super lack of shmira. Kamash Malan. Again, the Kamash Malan, we have, you know, either we'll maintain our framework and just add in chiyuvim, or we'll say, no, that our framework is wrong. And really, they're all avos mazikin are because of mamon hizik, and that's why we don't distinguish between shluchei, mishalchei, and asa v'meilu. Okay, so in other words, one could use the term the chakira that we have of the reason for the chiyuv of mamon hamazik to pull us through the Gemara stage by stage, but in the maskana of the Gemara, all of the options are still on the table. Okay, let's just look over here for a minute at the Tosfos. Tosfos. Again, this would, in other words, that at this point we're talking about shame. To distinguish in shame between shluchei meshalchei and asla memela, that goes over to the yesh mishasover, right? That would have to be put in. You know, it's to the, that could be such a distinction. Rashi had a much more easy way out of the same issue. What did Rashi say if we only had one pasuk? We would have learned the least of the least common denominator, right? We would have learned that it's talking about Machal Yakar. Okay. Dumya de regel, v'yim tomar v'neima ipcha, ha'akshinan l'chumra, hane mile b'isura, avo mamona lo, omer benotam, the mida hi b'torah loshna b'isura loshna b'mamona. Okay, again, the echo over here of this Tosfos brings us back to the Rashba that we saw on Daf Beis of the days about the world of Isur v'Heter and the world of Mamonos. Tosfos over here is sort of working off of a construct that we find in the Rambam. If we were to ask ourselves, what is the function of a Beis Din? What is the function of a Beis Din? What would you answer? Shoftim v'shoftim ten lecha b'chol sharecha. What's the function of a Beis Din?
To arbitrate halacha, to enforce halacha.
To pass it. Okay. to be posek. And I mean that when we have Hilchos Toim Vedita, we have one person bringing this taina, another person bringing that taina. Best in paskins for us, how do we deal with the situation? That's what the Rambam brings in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Hilchos Sanhedrin, right? V'ha'onshin ha'masurim lahem. That Beis Din is in charge of the entire world of Choshen Mishpat in terms of paskening one way or another in and not only Choshen Mishpat, but also in the world of Misa, in the world of Malkos, in the world of Mamonos. All of these are under the jurisdiction of Beis Din to pasken. However, the Rambam also has, aside from Hilchos Sanhedrin and Hilchos Eidus, which is a sidekick to Hilchos Sanhedrin, Hilchos Sanhedrin would have been too long had we only had Hilchos Sanhedrin. So he took off 22 prakim and put it in Hilchos Eidus, and he still left Sanhedrin with 27 prakim, Ashuka said 26 prakim. He also has Hilchos Mamrim. What is Hilchos Mamrim? How does Hilchos Mamrim begin? What's the function of Beis Din that Hilchos Mamrim relates to? Paskening? Well, we have a Zakei Mamre. Right, he disagrees with the Pesach of Beis Din. Let's read Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hach Aleph, Hilchos Mamrim. Beis Din Hagodol B'Yerushalayim Heim Ikar Torah Sheba'al Peh. Heim Amudei HaHora'ah U'meihem Chok U'mishpat Yotzei L'chol Yisrael. Right? And then the Rambam continues that Kol Mishenu Oseh K'Hora'ah San Over Belosa. I said, what is the Hora'ah we're speaking over here? Echad advarim shalomdu osam ipi hashmua, heim Torah shebal peh. Echad advarim shalomdu mifi da'aton ba'achas min amidos shator nidreshet bahem v'nirim be'ineim dover zekachu v'chulei. What role of Beis Din are we dealing with over here that builds Hilchos Mamrim? Are we talking about how we paskin between Reuven and Shimon when Reuven claims that Shimon broke his window? What is the role over here of Beis Din? To define for us Torah Shebal Peh. Beis Din is the source of Torah Shebal Peh. Heim Ikar Torah Shebal Peh. They tell us what the Psukim and Chumash mean. That when the Torah tells us that Perasu HaSimla, this means that they bring aid. When the Torah uses the word aid, it means two unless it says one. When the Torah uses the phrase the dinim of Shomrim, to what do we compare a Shomer Sachar? Do we compare him to a Shomer Chinam? Do we compare him to a Shoel? Well, all of this is the role of Beis Din HaGadol. Okay? So Beis Din has these two functions. It has the function of paskening, and has the function of being Mefarish Psukim. Namely, Beis Din is basically being Machriya Spekot. We have a suffix in a Psak Din. Beis Din is Machriya how we pasken. We have a suffix how to learn a Pasuk. Beis Din HaGadol is Machriya how to learn that Pasuk. And if someone insists on learning the pasuk differently, then he's a zakei mamre. And leman yishmu v'yiro, right? Vasisa kol asher yarucha, he puts on his head a death sentence. So Beis Din is machriya sfekos. Now we know that in the world of being machriya sfekos, in the world of Hilchos Toim V'Nitan, and we're doing the world of Mamonos, what's our basic principle? Hamatz mechavel haraya. When we have to be machriya safek in a psak, the pot comes to you, basar b'chalav, hilchos nevela, how do we paskin? We have a safek, we don't know what to do. Safek d'araisa l'chumra. We have two rules, right? In other words, in the world of mamanos, we go l'kula, hamotzi nevela v'araya. In the world of yisur v'heter, safek d'araisa we go l'chumra. What about in the darshaning psukim, in explaining psukim? So in the world of Iser Beheter, clearly, what criteria do we use? We don't know what it, right? You know, it's Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra. What if we're dealing with interpreting Psukim in the world of Mamonos? So Tosis' question was, Im Tomar Neima Ipcha, Hada Makshinam L'chumra, Hane Mili Bisura, Avo Mamona Lo. That maybe when we want to learn Psukim and we want to know whether Shane is going to be chayev only mechal yakarna or also lo mechal yakarna, whether regal is going to be chayev only if shluchei meshalti or even if azman eila, what should we say? What's Tosis's question? What criteria should we use in the question? Hamasin levav haraya. Namely, the same criteria that instruct the Beis Din in Hilchos Sanhedrin also instruct the Beis Din in Hilchos Mamre. Beis Din has two functions: to paskin shilos in psak halacha and paskin shilos in what the Torah means. So maybe in both situations, in the world of Yisr v'Heter, we go l'chumra, and in the world of Mamonos, we go l'kula. And then we have a kasha on our Gemara. Why would our Gemara, if we have a safe, go l'chumra? Kamashmon, what does Rabbeinu Tam tell us? Rabbeinu Tam tells us, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, demida hu batora, loshna b'yisura, loshna b'mamona. What is Rabbeinu Tam telling us? When it comes to learning psukim, we always go l'chumra. When it comes to learning psukim, we always go l'chumra. Namely, in the world of psak halacha, in the world of Yisur v'Heter, we'll go l'chumra. In the world of mamonos, hamotzei chavei lev harai, we'll go l'kula. When it comes to darshaning psukim, we always go l'chumra. Okay, dumya derega. We're going to make a hekesh l'chumra, not a hekesh l'kula. Compare this to the Rashba. Right, the Rashba asked, why did the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis say that that the pasuk is talking about Keren Tlusha, and we have Keren Mechuberes, that we're going to say that you pay Nezek Shalem, why don't we say that you'll pay Chatzi Nezek? Right? That was the Rashba's question. And what did the Rashba answer? Had it been really pure mamonos, what would we have said? Right. In other words, that the Rashba's maskana is working at the Hava Min Aftosos. The Rashba's maskana is that when it comes to interpreting psukim, when it comes to the Beis Din as the amud of Torah Sheba'al Peh, when it comes to understanding what would be the din of Keren Mechuberes Midoraisa, we have a din of Keren. And the Torah says black and white, Keren Tlusha. And we have a question about Keren Mechuberes. So the Rashba understands, really, we should say that we would darshan hamotzei mechaveiro alav haraya. Why does the Gemara in the Beis Amud Beis say nezek shalem? We have to introduce what? That really all nezikin is iser v'heter. Okay, so Tosas has a havamina and a maskana. The Rashba works with the Hava Min Aftosos even in his Maskana. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need the Rashba. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the moment that we're dealing with Psukim, in terms of interpreting Psukim, might not mean if the Pasuk is talking about Yisur V'Heter, or the Pasuk is talking about Mamonos, we have a Mida B'Torah, we always interpret Psukim L'chumra. That answers the Rashba's question. The Rashba didn't give that answer. The Rashba felt that had it been a case of pure Mamonos, in Achinami, we should have said Hamotzei Mechaveiro. All of Haraya. But we're not dealing with Reuben and Shimon. We're talking over here about what does the pasuk mean? When the Torah says Kiyigach, what is included in Kiyigach? Do we include also Kerem Mechuberes or not? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, simple. In other words, you have a question what it means, we go L'chumra. Even in Mamonos, we go L'chumra. The Rashi says, no. Had it been pure Mamonos, we would have gone L'kula, like the Havamin of Tosfos. But because we also have a world of Yisur V'Heter, which is the source of the Mamonos, that's why we go l'chumra. Okay, it's already late. We'll stop over here. Basically, we have two topics that we didn't cover. One is the Tosfos of Shein Behemos Ashalach Bam. The question is, how do we view the bite of a snake bite? How do we view the neshicha of a nachash? So you have the sugi. You have Tosfos over here. You saw the Tosfos later on Daf Tezayin, the Rashba on Daf Beis and the Beis. So we have time to think about that until next time. What exactly is the Neshicha of a Nachash? Then we have the Sugya that we got up to, Tolda de Shein Maihi. What is the Tolda of Shein? Again, we're assuming a Tolda is a logical extension. So we have one list over here on Daf Gimel Med Aleph. What's the Tolda of Shein? We have a Hava Mina on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis in terms of how we're going to view the difference between shein the behema and shein the regel, a different sort of a tolda the shein. We have a havamina in the Yerushalmi, how we define tolda the shein. And then we have the maskana of the Yerushalmi, how we define tolda the shein. Are these all working with the same criteria, all working with different criteria? What is the tzad hashaveh? What is the differences in terms of using shein as a role model for how we're going to define other avos nezikin? Within the world of keren, we have one list of toldos. But within the world of shein, we have four different gemaras dealing with tolda the shein, and to try and understand what will be our criteria. That's two things. I'm sorry, three things. The third is the Rashi in terms of tinfa peros, that all the achronim point to a sugya, a Rashi later on Lafiut Chesmon Beis, who has a third definition of tinfa peros. We saw tinfa peros nisgalgal aleihem. We have tinfa peros of loss of the shlichan. There's also a third tinfa peros of hitila galit. And again, how does that fit into the world of tolda the shame? Okay, those things we'll discuss. That covers the Mar Makomos for today. Mar Makomos for the next year is basically to learn the sugya over here of toldos de regel through toldos de bor. Toldos de regel and toldos de bor. Until the Gemara says, Ela tolda de bor kabor. Five lines down. And see, and I'll print up the Mar Makomos. Basically, look at the Yerushalmi in terms of tolda de regel. And in terms of tolda de bor, see Rashi over here and Tosas over here. There is also in the Rishonim, the Rosh in Siman Aleph. It's a very long Siman, but in the middle of Siman Aleph, he references the Vavamad Aleph. And that's parallel to this little Tosas over here, Mishorah Lamadnu, to see the Rosh over there. And also, Rav Ben Ashrei dealt with this at a different point in his Shiurim. The Briska Rav has an overview of Dinei Nezikin, which is working off of our sugya now. Now we're getting to it. So now we'll see it in terms of the different mechayevim of Nezikin. So that will be in the Achronim, and there is also a Meshe Chachma in terms of Tolda the Bor Test Bor Yud. There's a very nice Meshe Chachma who learns Pshuto Shel Mikra to explain Pshat in the Gemara. So we'll see that Meshach Chama as well. In other words, you have today and tomorrow, and then the next year will be Shtom Gedalia, if it's okay. So I think with that, we'll get as far as we can, okay? And as far as you prepare, Mirtz Hashem, that's what we'll do on Shtom Gedalia. And then after that, we have a shir during Sunday of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And then Pesach, and then some Pesach, then Sukkot, right? Keep in mind that it's also Elul, and I know that you should be preparing for Rosh Hashanah as long as with your learning. But if we can, deal with many of these issues, certainly to finish what we meant to do today, but also to get into what we'd like to do for the future, get into the Ramzan Gedalia, then we can maybe get to a point which would make sense to stop before Sukkot on the Sunday of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Okay? The Seder. Okay, so I'll print it tomorrow. It's not there.
Thank you very much.